there, I'm Chris Singleton, and this is a podcast featuring some of the new material that I'm working on at the moment. Before I play some tracks, I should just mention that my current album, Twisted City, is available for a limited time only for free at www.singletonmusic.com/freealbum. So if you like what I'm about to play you, you might like to get your hands on the Twisted City record too. Okay, so that's the plug out of the way, and here's a little bit of music.
Listening to some rock band from 1989. You was pretty happy, you was having a good time. I gotta get myself together, I gotta get me right. Saw you at the disco beneath the neon lights, dancing with the rich kids at Hollywood nights. I gotta get myself together,
song called Let Me Out, which as you'll probably notice has a lot of female backing vocals on it, and the singer there is Jane Fraser, who's a very talented singer from Limerick, who is also based over in London, so she's an Irish expat like myself. One of the main differences between the stuff that I'm recording now and the stuff that's on Twisted City is that I'm working with a lot of different singers, and one of the singers that I'm working with is called John Gibbons. He goes under the name of the Folk Soul Brother. He's a gospel singer, grew up with a lot of church music, and he's made some absolutely outstanding contributions to the record so far. Check out his vocals on the next track, Soul the World. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Song so much that I actually gave him lead vocal duties on the verse of another track I was writing called Another Nervous Breakdown. Have a listen to this, it's a little bit different.
Baby, I'm having another nervous breakdown. I'll do what you want back. Everything is shaking, all of my love, all of my love. Another nervous breakdown, another nervous breakdown.
In terms of what the album is about, I'm not quite sure yet. With Twisted City, the idea was that it was a tube journey with every song representing a stop on the line, but this album is more of a gut reaction to things that happened over the past couple of years.
You're always in season, we don't have to reason with you. You're acting so cool, but I know that you don't have a clue. I'm scared and I'm scarred, and it's too much for me to bear.
Beatles fan, and I think that comes across in my songwriting. However, for this record, I've been listening to a lot of other stuff too, and one of the influences at times is Neil Young. Whistling solo, which I have to admit is a complete and absolute first for me. Another of the musicians who's playing on the album is Andy Fleet, a great pianist. Gotta be careful how I say that. Andy's done some fantastic work on a track called Turning, which I think is possibly the most commercial track on the album. Got the old wah-wah pedal out and tried to be funky. Doing a real John Squire thing, I think. I'll tell you what I want, and I'll tell you how I'm gonna get it. I know I got a heart, but I don't think that you've met it. Mama said yeah, Daddy said no. I'm getting ready to hit that low, 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 low. Love, I'm not a bit like you. Singleton podcast would be complete without a bit of glam rock thrown in at the end. The next track is the final track on the podcast. It's called Valium, and it features my live band on there. We've got Stelios Kalisperides on guitar, Joe Caddy on drums, and Zane Martens on bass. They're all fantastic musicians, and I've done some great gigs with them. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these tracks. I've no idea when the album's coming out because I'm still working on them. They need a lot of work, as those of you with golden ears amongst you will no doubt detect. For more information about me, just pop along to www.singletonmusic.com. Thanks for listening.